Welcome to the In His Voice podcast, hosted by me, Rob L. Lowe, where we talk about the trials and tribulations that deeply impact the lives of boys and men without ever bashing women. We talk about everything from the bedroom to the boardroom, from the playground to the stadium, and everything in between. And I'm excited about today's show. Listen, if you follow me on social media, then you probably know. If you don't know, I do try to stay in shape. I'm in my 50s now, and this thing around the middle here is just a bear. Today's episode is really, really something I want to discuss because I have a guest on here. I have a guest that I went to high school with who is 52 years old and who is like built like Adonis, right? Welcome to the show, good friend of mine, Tim Hayes. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, sir.
Listen, y'all see his arms. You know, Tim, I reached out to you and I asked you to be on the podcast. You said, well, what do you want to talk about? I'll follow you on Facebook. We're friends. And I saw you post something about a month ago. And you said, hey, I'm restarting this journey. I'm going to make up for lost ground. And you started showing these pictures of your progress. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I was mad. I was like, yo, this dude, like, that's not even fair. And you know, I looked at you and I was like, that dude must have like the perfect workout routine. His life must be easy for him to be able to work out regularly. And all these excuses I'm making up in my mind why I can't go do it, right?
It's easy to do.
Yeah, right? Easy to do. I'm making up all the excuses. I don't have time. I travel. I'm stressed. I'm building all these excuses to why I cannot get in the best physical shape for my age possible. And then I see you. And I reach out to you. And I say, well, Tim, do you mind helping me? You said, no, no problem. And you sent me a set. And by the way, last week, I haven't done it this week because I've been traveling. Mm. Last week, I did your workout. Mm. Best workout I've had probably in 4 years.
Good.
Right? And I had to be honest, I had to go look at YouTube videos in order to properly understand what those exercises were. And at first, I didn't understand your logic. Remember, I was like, you want to do this in one day? You're not doing... Mm-hmm. But dude, after getting through 3 days... I get it.
Yeah, you definitely get a good pump.
So today's show, man, educate me, educate men, educate young boys. How you get into this journey? Like, when did it start for you? What are the biggest misconceptions that people have, especially men, older men, as we get older, about how to become fit or how to stay fit? I'm really going to shut up and listen because... I want to learn.
Mine started about a year ago, actually. I was battling some depression from losing my parents, and then I had a knee surgery that I was down for like 3 months. And things happened, and I kind of snapped out of that and just was like, you know, it's time, because I'd gotten up to almost 250 pounds. And I just felt horrible.
And you're what right now?
About 182.
And you got up to 250.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, having to come up for air when I tie my shoes, you know, it was brutal. You know, I wouldn't go to a pool just because I wouldn't want to take my shirt off.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just got back to the gym and started doing a bunch of supersets. And I don't go heavy anymore just because I know my limitations, and people need to remember that. You're not 20 anymore, you know, so don't approach going back to the gym and trying to do what you did when you were 20.
Yeah.
Cause it's just going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt a lot. You know, go the first few weeks, just doing lightweight, just get your body used to it again.
Yeah.
And then get on a strict program, you know, but I just decided, you know, I'm going to get in the best shape of my life, and that's what I'm working on now. So,
what's the biggest myth? What's the biggest myth that you can think of that you heard as to why men, as we get older in life, we can't get in shape.
A lot of it, they say your metabolism slows down, which it does,
yep.
But you can speed your metabolism up, you know, by doing the exercises and cardio. I mean, it's not impossible to do. You just have to do it. You know,
yeah.
You got to put in the work. That's all there is to it.
What about the impact of low testosterone? How does that affect?
That has partially to do with it too, because, I mean, when you have low T, I mean, you don't feel like doing anything. You don't have the energy.
Yeah.
But getting back in the gym, I believe, will help raise that. And eating the right foods will start to raise your testosterone levels.
I'm 53. I told you, like, I tried to justify with all the distractions that I had. And, you know, I would see people in the gym and I would get feedback like, oh man, you should do this, try this. And I'm like, look, I got a torn rotator cuff. I got plantar fasciitis in my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I have degenerative disc disease in my back and bone spurs, right? All these things.
Yeah.
Everybody got something as we get older, right? How do you help a man work through that? Whether it's mental or physical, like if you were to be a trainer for someone who has not worked out in years, who told you they had ailments, what would you start? Like, how would you go about, like, introducing them into getting in shape?
Well, first I tell them to get with their doctor and make sure there's aren't certain things that they can't do.
Okay.
Because you don't want to definitely hurt something worse.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same with you. I've got a torn rotator cuff. I tore my bicep years ago. Knees bad. All things are getting old. But you got to get yourself in the mindset of what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And you have to stick to that.
Yeah.
When you start your diet or start your workout regimen, I mean, after the first few days, you know, you're not going to see any progress.
Yeah.
After the first week or two, you might see a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Key is to being patient. And if you stick to that regimen over time, you're going to see results.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have something medically wrong, you know, which there is that case.
Yeah.
But most people, you know, can lose weight and get in shape. You just got to put it in the work.
You know, different body types, different makeup. I get it. You know, there's a saying that said abs are made in the kitchen, not in the gym.
Mm.
Diet is a big part of it.
Yeah, about 90%.
90% of it. Before we started filming, I told you I have a cousin. Like, this dude just genetically can go without working out, and then once he starts, he just shreds and leans out, man. And like, how much to getting in shape really is eating versus the routine versus genetics, right? And I get it, it's not a simple answer, but
I mean, it's a combination of all three of those, really. I mean, it's like me. I can gain weight really easy.
Yeah.
And I don't have a super hard time losing it, but it takes me a lot longer to lose the weight than it does, like, somebody with a fast metabolism.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They can boom, boom, eat whatever they want and still be shredded.
Yeah.
Kind of like your cousin.
Yeah.
You know, somebody with a real slow metabolism, you're gonna have to work harder, without a doubt. I mean, as far as the diet is concerned. But with, like I said, with doing your cardio and keeping your heart rate up while you're in the gym, I mean, you're gonna speed that metabolism up.
Yeah.
And change things.
So you sent me 3 days of supersets.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting to ask you this. So on the supersets, you say, hey, 15, 12, 10, 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know, I don't know, 4 times or something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, if I do 14, if I do 15, I do 12, then I do 10, then I do 8. There's 4 reps in that one. Am I done with that, or I got to do that 4 times?
No, you do like a set of 12 or 15 with, say, chest.
Yeah.
Then a set of 15 with your back exercise.
Yeah.
You do the, not in a row, then you'll wait a minute, minute and a half in between sets, then do your 12, then so on and so on.
So do you switch? So I did the 15, stop, then I did 12, then I did 10, then I did of the same exercise.
No, when you do the superset,
okay,
you'll do, like the first one was, I think, flat bench or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Then you'll automatically go do your bent over rows. You'll superset body part with the other body part.
But I'm going to do that 15 for the incline bench first,
mm-hmm.
one time.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go over here and do whatever, the cable row,
15.
15, yep. And then I'm going to go do the next exercise. And once I go through all of them, I'll start again.
You'll do all 4 sets. For that exercise, when you're supersetting the chest with the back, that first, with the incline with the bent over rows, you do those 4 sets.
At the same, back to back.
Well, in between sets, you'll wait about a minute. You know.
Yeah, but like I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, back to back.
I did the incline bench. Let's say there's 4. I did 15. I waited. I did 12. I did 10. I did, and then I went to the next exercise. And I did 15. I did 4. But I did my incline before I did anything. I just knocked all of those sets out. You're saying don't do that.
No, you want to try to superset your, and you can do it 2 different ways. The way I have you doing it is you do your incline, and then you immediately go do your superset with your back exercise. Then you do your 12 with incline, 12 with the back.
Okay.
8, and so on.
Yeah.
And on the last set, on each one of them, you drop down your weight down 50% and just go until failure.
So on each day, there are about 5 routines, 5 to 6 routines you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So where before I did each routine, all 4, then I go to the next one.
And so, that's traditional, yeah.
So, but what you're saying is, and I think it makes sense because you're shocking your muscle. You're working mm-hmm. a different muscle. You're not giving your muscle a chance
right.
to say, okay, I know what you're about to do next.
You're keeping it constant pump. Because like I said, I'm not worried about heavy weights anymore.
That's,
the young guys can have that. You know, I had my time. And I know my limitations. I know the weights I can go up to without starting to feel pain, like in my shoulder or my bicep.
Yeah, man, I feel that too, man.
Yeah, because I know if I do this exercise, it's going
to
hurt.
I literally try not to work out on the bench with no more than 135 anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's like I don't even bench anymore. I do all dumbbells.
Yeah.
But.
I do. And I'm looking at these other guys, and I know they're probably thinking, like, that dude is big, but he's weak. I'm like, dude, I used to be like you. I used to try to go in there and throw up 285,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to do 300, and, man, I do that day. I'll kill myself, man.
Yeah. You crush me.
Yeah, so I took your advice, and I'd already got off the weights, but now when I get back next week, I'm doing supersets the way you described them. But
yeah, you'll definitely feel the pump, and like I said, doing it like that, if you have like a Fitbit or anything like that, you'll probably notice that you'll stay right in the fat burning heart rate.
Okay, range. So I need to get me a watch so I can.
It helps to kind of know where you're at.
Yeah,
you know.
How much cardio do you do?
I usually do anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes a day.
Before or after?
I will usually do 10 to 15 minutes before, then the remainder afterwards.
How long does a good workout take when you're in the gym? Like, you see people, they've been there like all day, every day. How long does a good workout take for you?
45 minutes, an hour.
You just get in there and you crank it out.
Unless I'm working out with somebody, then obviously it's going to take longer. But like I said, that's why I don't take very much time in between sets,
because
I want to keep my heart rate up.
Yeah.
So I'm almost getting aerobic activity during my weight session.
What about, let's talk about dieting and talk about health supplements.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to dieting. What health supplements for men in our 50s, our late 40s or 50s, what do you recommend?
Like, what I found good results with is like a testosterone stimulator.
Yep.
That seemed to help me. Like a pre-workout before you go to gym.
Yeah.
That's key for me.
Yeah. For me too. Yeah.
Because it gets me through it. And I notice a really good pump that lasts longer.
Yeah.
You know, throughout my whole session at the gym. Plus after I leave, you know, I just for hours I felt just like I'm about to explode.
Well, your arms are about to explode. Like real talk, man. You're so diesel. You like you just did like 6,000 push-ups before you walked in the room.
Nah.
Just natural. Protein. Do you? How much? Like, where do you get your source of protein? Do you take it before you work out, after you work out, or just in your meals, or what?
The rule of thumb is you want to try to take in some protein within about 20 minutes after you work out.
Okay.
Which helps you repair the muscle.
What if you have a protein shake prior to your workout that has like the pump in it? Does that take away from it?
I've never done that, so I can't honestly say.
That's what I normally do. Like I'll make a pre-workout with water at home, and it's really it's strong, because then I'll go buy a protein shake, a really strong, or I'll make it at home. But if I don't have, I'll go buy one, and then I'll pour it in there, and I'll mix it up.
Like doing that, the only problem I would have with that is you're putting almost like food in your stomach.
Yeah.
So your body's going to be pumping blood your stomach to help digest that food instead of your muscle.
I never thought about
that. That's why you typically, if you try eating before, just as an experiment, and then try going on an empty stomach, you'll notice a big difference in your pump.
Clearly, you don't take in a lot of salt because you have veins, man. Like
I drink a lot of water.
You drink a lot of water.
A lot of water is key to that.
You have to piss a lot?
It depends.
Yeah.
I do quite a bit, but...
What's your cheat? What's your cheat meal, cheat drink, cheat
day? I
really
don't have a cheat meal. I cheat with croutons.
That's your...
Because my diet right now is more of a traditional, like, contest-ready bodybuilding diet.
Okay.
Which is nothing crunchy, and croutons have very little fat in them. I mean, I don't like sit there and eat a whole bag, but I'll have, you know, a handful just to have something crunchy. Because
when you're not in bodybuilding mode, but you're trying to eat healthy. So, because I'm trying, for people that are watching this, I don't want to scare them to be like, that dude is a bodybuilder. Like, no, but if we're talking to the average Joe like me who just wants to be in good shape, what does a healthy diet look like? Well, like, what would you say? Look, you won't have to give up everything, but at least do these things.
And that's why I mentioned you for the show about keto.
Okay.
I mean, I did keto for probably 2 years. And, man, you get a lot of good food where you're losing weight and you don't even realize it because you feel like you're cheating, but you're not because it's in the parameters of the keto diet.
Okay.
But
what are some key components of the keto diet? Like I tried it, but I don't think I did it right. And I have a slow metabolism, so it couldn't break down the beef and I get messed up, but okay.
It's basically a higher fat with moderate protein and low carbs. I mean, your carbs are usually under 20 to 30 a day.
All right. So give me an idea. What foods fit into a keto diet that we commonly eat or see?
Like a Philly cheesesteak. Casserole, you can make that with like a sugar-free pizza sauce. They make all kinds of sugar-free stuff now. That
is steak good for keto?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So like a very lean steak.
Yep.
And what about chicken?
It doesn't have to be lean.
What about chicken?
Chicken, yes.
So chicken steak, because I'm trying to justify because I gave up meat.
And that's the thing with chicken, you can go with chicken thighs. Chicken legs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just not fried chicken.
Right. Well, I make them in the air fryer.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's quicker and they're excellent.
So chicken, steak is good.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables, are vegetables good for keto?
More green vegetables.
More green vegetables.
That are low carbs, yeah.
Because really, I need to go back and work on this, right? But I went vegetarian from November until June. No meat, nothing. And I went cold turkey, no fish, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard for me to keep doing that because I was traveling. I would land some places and I couldn't find anything that would serve vegetarian dishes at 10 o'clock. So I said, I at least have to add chicken back to my, my diet. So I added chicken so I could at least have a grilled chicken sandwich or something. I feel like I want to add steak back, but I blew up to almost 280 pounds. I got down to 239. I go up to 242. I'm trying to get to 220. But I've heard stories that steak, you know, it's hard to digest. You shouldn't eat so much of it. But I also heard it's great for protein.
Oh, yeah.
It's great for keto. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the truth, right? I don't know if it's good for me or if it's bad for me.
Well, and that's where you probably need to talk to your doctor about that.
Okay.
You know, and get their advice on if it's right for you.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the keto might not be right for everybody. You know, if you got high cholesterol, you know, then
I did have high cholesterol.
You might not want to do keto. But I mean, even the whole time I was on it, my cholesterol never changed.
Really?
Yeah.
But so what's the fear with high cholesterol? You're not a doctor, so you're not giving medical advice. I'll give the disclaimer.
Right,
know that.
Right.
Is it because you're eating high fat foods? Is that what people worry about?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's like before I tried keto, a guy at work was starting it.
Okay.
And I had never heard of it before. I was like, what? I mean, as a bodybuilder, it made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
High fat and, I mean, some of the foods he's eating, bacon and sausage.
I'm yeah.
Like, dude, there's no way. And he was losing weight as fast as I was.
Just eating high fat, meat, protein.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking bacon wrapped chicken and, yeah, I mean, you can't eat a ton of bacon, but...
Right.
I mean, if you Google a keto diet, I mean, you can get so many different recipes.
It
is just unreal how much food you can prepare. That is just amazing.
How has your fitness journey and being committed to it helped you deal with just the pressures in life? Are you a father?
Yes.
You know, wow, you should have been on my last show. We talked about raising girls. How has it helped you just in life and all the pressures of being a father, being a man, working?
I mean, physically, I can do more, you know, because I'm not like wearing out.
Yeah.
Whenever I do anything, you know, walking upstairs, I was getting tired before.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a stress reliever.
Yeah.
You know, because I usually go right after I get home from the gym or from work. So anything that's, you know, on my mind from work, you know, just goes away.
Wow.
Put on my headphones, put on my Tupac, old school Tupac radio and go to town.
What do you listen to when you're in the gym?
Either Tupac radio or Eminem radio.
I'm an Eminem fan, dude.
Yeah, or old school rap.
Dude, if I show you my playlist, I literally have a classic old school rap.
Yep.
When I say classic, it has Run DMC on it.
That's what mine is.
Public Enemy, Fat Boys.
Uh-huh.
I have Salt and Pepper on it. Like, I have some really old school rap that I listen to. And then every now and then I'll switch up and I'll play. I got a West Coast rap. And then... But there are days when I'm listening to jazz when I'm working.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to be in a mellow place because there was already something that was making me mad, and I need to be able to, like, okay, I need to concentrate on my workout.
Yeah.
And if I get on the treadmill, that's when I usually listen to jazz.
Yeah.
Once I'm on the treadmill or the elliptical machine, because I can zone out and just be in my – otherwise, my ADD, I haven't been diagnosed formally, but I think I have it.
Yeah.
Dude, I lose my mind. It seems like that thing takes forever, that time to count down. You're like, golly.
That's why I either listen to either country and watch the TVs or I watch YouTube videos. Or I'll get on one of my apps and watch a movie, you know, and then I'll try to put it over. I cover the time up so I can't see it and keep watching it.
Do you do personal training for people?
I have in the past.
Will you ever do it again?
Probably. I'm kind of training a couple there in Lebanon. Not all the time, but I give them my advice.
Because if you decide to start the business again, I want to bring you back on the show.
Okay.
Right? And let you promote it and talk to people, man. And, you know, today I won't do it to you because you weren't prepared. But I'll let you, like, man, take the shirt off and, like, look, this is real. And, I mean, they're going to see it, but they have to see it in person. I'm telling you, like, this dude is ripped, man. Like, I walked in the conference room, you were sitting there, and I was like, yo, I don't know if I want to be in the same video with him, right? Right. Like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I appreciate it.
You know, is there a downside to working out?
I mean, there's a downside to everything, you know.
Yeah.
There can be. I mean, it takes up some of your time.
Yeah.
As long as you're not in there, you know, 3 or 4 hours, because there's no sense in it.
Yeah.
No reason to be, unless you're just that bored. Potential injuries.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not doing things right, yeah, you can get hurt. I mean,
at one time you did bodybuilding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And not that you said you were on the circle, but on the professional circle, but even in the bodybuilding world, what are the things you saw behind the scenes that, as a bodybuilder, you'd be like, yeah, okay, this is what people don't see? I don't need you to give names.
There's definitely some drug use.
Yeah.
From people.
But what about? And so I know that's there, but I've seen documentaries of what it affects people's life, the way they think, their moods, their personality. Sometimes people cannot maintain healthy relationships. Is that because of bodybuilding? Is that because of drugs? Is that because, like, I don't know, they're consumed with it, I guess.
Yeah, I think some of them get so wrapped up in it, so engulfed in the way they look.
Yeah.
That's all they worry about. And I mean, almost gotten to that point at one time in my life, but I had to kind of reel myself back in and,
yeah,
like, hey, screwing up here, you know. But yeah, it gives you almost like a narcissistic, you know,
yeah,
vibe. You gotta really watch it, because it can definitely consume you.
I watched a couple of documentaries lately. And you've probably seen them. I watched the one of the guy in California who his girlfriend killed him because they were both bodybuilders, and she had to start doing all type of crazy things to fund his willingness to be a professional bodybuilder. I can't remember his name, but it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime. I watched the one with the guy who was a police officer, and they asked him to go do bodybuilding, and he became one of the biggest in the world. Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
And then I just watched the one with the, like, 5-time Mr. Olympian who lived in London, and he lived in England. He's one of those individuals who won many, many times.
Dorian Yates.
Dorian Yates. So I just watched the three of those.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm looking at all of their stories, man. And the things that we see, you know, as a fan, like, oh, we love it. But, man, the wear and tear on their body over time.
Yeah, but most of those guys, like Ronnie Coleman, God, he did insane amounts of weight. I mean, just weights we can't even fathom trying to lift.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, it's going to have its impact on your body. I mean, that's why my shoulders are all screwed up from doing really heavy weight back in the day.
Wow. You know, do you mind if I give a shout out to your significant other?
No, go ahead.
Listen, Stacy, I'm sitting here with Tim, and I told him, I said, you know, you should have brought Stacy on the show. Going into relationships, how do you balance maintaining, you know, time and quality in a relationship, and then doing this bodybuilding? Because it takes discipline.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you need to set your time that you're going to train at a time that, you know, isn't going to take away from spending time with your significant other.
Yeah.
Because, that can definitely cause some strains. I mean, if you're going to go at 7 o'clock at night, you know, and maybe that's the only time you can, but I would rather switch it around to where I could go at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, get it done.
Yeah.
And then go spend time with them at night.
You know, looking at the documentaries from the outside, right, and understanding, like, often people who are really, really fit expect other people in their life to be fit and live that same lifestyle and have that same discipline.
And, I mean, a lot of people like that are. I mean, I am not.
Okay.
You know, I've never really had, like, a bodybuilder girlfriend or anything like that. So
okay.
It wouldn't really matter to me either way.
What's your relaxation? Where do you go to relax? Is it the gym or what do you do?
More than likely the gym. Because if I'm not at the gym, I'm home, you know, take care of animals or clean the house or meal prepping, you know.
You do your own meal prep.
Oh, yeah. That's key.
You do it on Sunday and do it for the whole...
I usually do Sunday and Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You really are disciplined.
I mean, if you don't, it's too easy to
pick up whatever.
McDonald's you know, it's like, oh, I'll be okay. I'll make it up later.
How many meals a day do you eat?
Usually 5. But, I mean, my first meal is like when I first get to work before we start. It might be a yogurt and a protein shake or, you know, something like that. It's not like I'm having full meals every time.
Okay. Yogurt, protein shake, and then you four the meals during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is really interesting. So, as we prepare to wrap up, what was the biggest lesson you learned about yourself as a result of your journey to stay physically fit?
That basically that no matter what people say, I was going to prove it to myself that I could do it. You know, I had a goal and I wasn't going to stray from it. And, you know, nobody's going to tell me different.
Okay. Was there any advice you got along the way that maybe at the time you didn't understand it, you didn't like it, whatever, but it turned out to be beneficial to you?
One of my buddies, we were talking one day and he was talking about the kind of training I was doing, and because at first I just came back and started, you know, doing my normal workout, no supersets or anything. And he had suggested, man, as soon as I started that, I started noticing results within a month.
Dude, I can't wait to get back to the gym next week. Yeah. Now that I understand how to do it.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, Tim. Dude, I am inspired by you.
And
not just because I want to be physically fit. You know, I quit my job 2 months ago to start this journey of being an entrepreneur, do my book, launch my podcast. And I've been so frustrated at times because there's setbacks, right? And that became an excuse for me to not go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sent me the routine and I listened to you, what you're doing and how you're committed to it, I'm inspired. I'm inspired because I want to be able to take all of my frustrations and go channel that into something mm-hmm. productive. So man, I really appreciate it. One last thing. If you could go back and talk to the young you at 21 years old or 22, mm-hmm. what would you tell yourself?
Never to stop working out. Because I went for a long stretch there where I wasn't working out at all for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, man, listen.
And don't be stupid with my money.
Dude, I wish I knew then what I know
No,
now.
No kidding.
Man, I'm telling you, kidding. Tim, dude, if I knew then what I know now, I promise you, and you know what? It's all going to work out in the end. Well, listen, sir, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely.
Informative.
Absolutely.
Dude, them guns is unreal. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the In His Voice podcast with my good friend Tim Hayes. I'm going to have Tim back, you know, once he launches his fitness training videos and his business. And I'm speaking it because I'm going to encourage him to do it so I can be his manager, because he's going to make a ton of money, right? 52 years old, built like that. Unreal. Unreal. See you next time. Take care.